At the recent Miami International Book Fair, I had the great pleasure of speaking with author James Patterson. He is absolutely passionate about instilling a love of reading in children. He believes, as I'm sure you do, that books and a commitment to reading are some of the most important gifts you can offer a child. Let's hear what he has to say about his new initiative. Welcome, James. It's such a pleasure to have you with us on the Book Report.
That's nice to be had.
Well, tell us about Read Kiddo Read and what made you get it started.
Read Kiddo Read is a service to try to make it easy for school librarians, teachers, parents, grandparents, kids to find books that are going to turn kids on and make them kind of readers for life. It's very easy to use. You just go to readkiddoread.com. You can tell in 2 minutes whether it's going to be a site for you. But what we have now is several hundred books divided by age. That we think are all books that kids will love.
And I know you're a big proponent of boys have totally different tastes than girls.
Not necessarily. I think that it's a different problem. Boys, I mean, tend to be a little jittier, a little bit, you know. I think the key thing is that the important thing is that they read, and whether they read difficult books like The Book Thief, which is a great book, or easier books like Wimpy Kid or Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life with illustrations, or whether they read comic books or whether they read almanacs, read. The more they read, the better they're going to get at it and the more options they're going to have in life.
And I know you also believe that it's up to the parents to really get kids reading. What are some tips you share?
Well, I mean, the biggest tip is parents just need to step up and act like adults. I mean, just a lot of parents will come up to me and go, I can't get my kid reading. And go, what is that all about? I'm sorry. You get them to the dinner table, you know. Parents just need to establish, we read in our house. We read in our house because it's, you know, a lot of parents, I mean, they know they got to teach their kid how to throw a baseball, which is good. They got to teach them how to ride a bike, which is good. What you really have to do is make sure that they read, and it's the parents' job. It's not the school's job to go find books for the kids and make sure that the kids read them, and it just needs to happen. But the nice thing is there are so many fun, cool books to read.
Tell us about the I Hated to Read Till I Read this book list for boys.
I think the important thing is right now, many of the teachers that are in schools are women, and it's difficult to be patient with boys who want to run around a little bit more and are a little fidgetier and sometimes aren't as verbal right away. I think the most important thing is just get books in their hands where they go, I like that. That was cool. There's a woman in Texas, a teacher, and she has a Bubba group. And they just read, you know, books that are kind of gross and whatever. But the kids love them, and they read more of them, and they become better readers. And then they can, you know, then they can do their lessons. They can do science. They can do history. They can go on to bigger and better books. They can go on to bigger and better things.
Talk a little about your different series for kids.
Well, I mean, one of the things a lot of people don't know is I won the Children's Choice Author of the Year in 2010, and I think I've been nominated 3 times now. So a lot of kids like what I'm doing. My favorite series, and I think the most important one, is the middle school series, Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life, which is, I think, very funny and engaging, and it's probably going to wind up being the biggest selling book that I have. Then there's a second one, Middle School, Get Me Out of Here. And those books, the hero of the first two is Rafe Cacciadore, and he has a sister, Georgia, who he puts down in the first two books. The third book is My Brother is a Big Fat Liar, and that's Georgia's point of view. I have a book, another middle school book coming out this December called I Funny, and it's about a kid who wants to be a stand-up comedian. So it's very funny, but I think it's also a terrific story, and it's very touching. And then for, you know, older kids, I got the Maximum Ride series, which is very, very popular, about some kids who can fly, and Witch and Wizard, which is about a witch and a wizard who are young and cool and fighting the good fight.
Okay, I know that you believe parents should be reading role models, so what do you have coming out for them, parents, this season?
Well, just out. Merry Christmas, Alex Cross. So, Alex, it's the worst Christmas anyone could ever give anyone. The worst Christmas present that I gave Alex this year. A lot of trouble. There's another Private Berlin coming out, and then another Woman's Murder Club. So, yeah, it's a busy schedule, as always, and I think, you know, pretty good stories. And then, you know, hopefully some movie or TV action. Michael Bennett, I think ABC might have him on Michael Bennett series. And then Private, we have some possibilities there, too, as a TV series.
Many of your readers wonder how you can do it all.
I don't know. I mean, if you went in my office, there's just shelves all the way around and manuscripts. There's about, at this point, 50 or so manuscripts and screenplays in some form of they're not finished. Somebody said you're lucky if you find something you like to do, and then it's a miracle if somebody will pay you to do it. And that's sort of my situation. I love to do it. Every once in a while, somebody say, "You're ever going to retire?" And I, you don't retire from play; you retire from work. So I play for a living.
Wow. Talk about the effect of e-readers and smartphones on the potential reading habits of young kids.
I don't know if smartphones are going to do it quite yet, but I do think the e-readers can be a lot more important than they are. But that is going to require Amazon and Nook really making an effort to parents to say, your kids, the e-readers can be relatively inexpensive now at the lower level. And, you know, for the holidays, instead of another phone, maybe we'll get kids an e-reader and then somehow establish an allowance or something so that they can actually buy books during the year.
All right.
Because that's how some kids are going to read.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.